Chris Miller, Senior Principal Consultant with Advisian, who has almost 30 years' experience in transmission power systems and power systems analysis. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, power generation is diversifying, and each method has its own unique characteristics and challenges. With these different inputs, how can we ensure the reliability of the grid?
Yeah, that's a good question, and probably we don't have time to go through all the issues. But basically, the grid is evolving very quickly in that the generation's changing, and we just need to make sure that our planning is up to scratch to ensure that the new technologies, as they're connected to the grid, can deliver the energy in a safe and secure way.
So apart from a physical severing of transmission lines, what are some of the other issues that impact grid stability?
Okay, well, grid stability is divided up into several subtopics. So there's transient stability, which is usually what happens when a system becomes unstable after a fault, and that results in a transmission line trip and sometimes separation of the grid into lots of different islands, some of which will black out. Then there's another what's called voltage stability, and that often occurs if you try to transmit too much power in a portion of the grid, and if you do that, you get a voltage collapse. And then there's oscillatory stability, which is more of a control system issue. So this is where the control systems get into a little bit of a feedback loop, and things start to oscillate out of control, which is also undesirable and can lead to problems.
If we wanted to move to 100% renewable energy, how long do you think a transition like that would take, and could our current transmission systems cope?
Okay, well, currently people are saying 2050 as the target date, but the changes we're seeing at the moment indicate that it may happen even faster than that. Now, the transmission system should be able to cope, but so long as it's planned correctly and maintained in order to do so. And that's been a bit of a struggle in recent years.
So with that transition, you know, did you see anything, any particular catalysts that would speed up that process?
Yes, basically, it is now cheaper to build, say, a large-scale solar photovoltaic power station than it is to build a new gas turbine power station. So the economic drivers are very strong now, and that will drive the change going forward.
Well, Bruce, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.